The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nidadav Chavov. Rounding out our discussion the last few dafim of different types of tumah and the categorizing properly and applying the definition of each tumah and who incurs each tumah and the dinah of the process of being retired from that tumah. If each one is a separate tumah, all of them have a tzad meshutav, a din, a tzivui meshutav. One of the types of dinim, of tumah, where the recipient of that tumah, the one who has that tumah, has to bring a carbon, is carbon yeledus, and that's really the ikar of the daf in front of us. We're discussing different halachas of which woman is considered yeledus or not. Hein legabe tumah, and hein legabe carbon. Tumah, she could be mitair herself lechumra, she could be machmir. Carbon is the shaila always of chulun bazara, and that's part of what we have to deal with in the sugis in front of us. If the carbon is brought and she really wasn't yeledus, then the carbon can't be eaten. It's a safa chulun bazara. Let's add a point over here, legabi yeledus. It's not really discussed so much in the gemaras in front of us, but it's a interesting discussion, and it's an important discussion in the basic sense. A yeledus, we could assume, maybe today it wouldn't be that way, but we could assume that a yeledus does not have assets of her own. At least that's the way it was in the times of Chazal. A woman does not have independent wealth. Who brings the carbon? Who pays for the carbon? So that's Mufurish in a Mishnah. In the Mishnah is in the Goyin, Perek Yudalid, Legabe Karban, Mitzayir, that a woman's husband has to bring Karbanis. And it's really Mufurish in a Braisa and Sugis in Ksubis, that one of the Chiyuve Ksuba of a husband is that he has to bring Karbanis of his wife. And the Shal is, what exactly are the parameters of that? Let's add. Hare, what's a carbon? The carbon is not a personal obligation, like she has to give tzedakah, or she has to daven, that maybe her husband is responsible. The carbon is what's machshir her for kachim, both to eat kachim and truma, both to go into Beis HaMikdash. It's her personal state. Fafilohochi, the din is that the baal's mechuyev in her carbonis. Now, let's examine that a little bit. The Mishnah in Negoyim, in Perek Yudal, like we just said, says like this. Hare, the carbonis in front of us by Yeledes are one of these sliding scale carbonis known as carbon oil of Yorid, where there's a difference in the level of carbon that has to be brought by a wealthy person, by a poor person. It's that way by separate, by different carbonis. Oil of Yorid, a wealthy person has to bring a behemoth, and a poor person could be yoitzer with a carbon oif. And the Mishnah says over there that when you're trying to define an oisher and an oni, legabe, whether it's a chiv, to me, and by the way, an oisher that brings a carbon oni is not a cheapskate. The carbon is posel. That's not his carbon. So the Mishnah says over there that bal oisher may be carbon oisher. Bal, who's an oisher, brings a carbon oisher for his wife, even though his wife is a pauper. L'cher, she's an oni. Now, listen to the lesson of the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'loy simtso yodo, they say, if she does not have the means, and the Torah is madgish, she does not have the means, they say, to pay for herself. So, how does the Mishnah say that's totally in his financial status? We could say, there's one mahaloch in Tshuva's Binyan Shlomo, written by the author of the Cheshek Klam, that we have in the back of the Gemara, of Shlomo Kohen, was from the Gedolei Rabbonim in Vilna. And he says over there that even though Mashukana Isha Kana Baila is a Dindra Bonon, but the Chiddush is that the Torah truly says from Loisin to Yoda Desa, it's all in her financial status. Only a woman who's independently wealthy will bring a carbon Isha. The Mishnah in Negoyim, Bizman Azeh, that after Chacham Chazal were Misakin, that Mashukana Isha Kana Baila, there the din will be that her financial status is totally in him. Since her financial mitzius is kulei bottle to him, he is her financial, and her whole financial yad is given to him, then she is defined, even legabe a carbon deiraisa, in terms of his financial status. Chiddush. You can use a din derabbanan to redefine the reality of a din deiraisa. Chiddush. Another nusach, another way to say this chiddush would be, not this chiddush, but another way to explain this halacha would be to say that since the husband is mechuyev to bring her karbonis, that's not just that the husband is mechuyev to look out for her. The idea of ishtei kegufoi is that her personal financial obligations. And by the way, a carbon is a financial obligation. The halacha is that if a person doesn't bring a carbon that is mechuyiv, then they take a mashkim and a chosov. It's considered a balchoyiv to hegdish. If she's mechuyiv in a carbon, that means mitzad ishtei kegufei that the husband's mechuyiv. If the chiyuv is rami on the husband as his own chiyuv, mitzad ishtei kegufei, not just that he covers for her, but that it's his mechayiv, so then we understand that his maimid, his financial reality, his financial status, will determine what the financial status of the carbon is. Let's take a deeper look at this idea that her carbon is his responsibility. I saw a Dvar Chiddush. The Meshech Chochma points out, we said over a Gevaldige Chiddush from the Meshech Chochma the previous year, we'll do the same now. The Meshech Chochma, Kedarke Bakoidish, brings out sugis, deep sugis in halacha, al pi a proper reading, a diktuk, a mikrois, proper reading of psukim. The Meshech Chochma points out the psukim in the beginning of Tazria, the Torah brings the carbon of a yeledes, brings the carbon Aisha, she brings the seah. The Torah brings the carbon of license the other day says, and then she brings the carbon ani. In the middle, the Torah sticks in Zois Torahs Hayaledes. Now, Zois Torahs, as a summary of a whole parasha of dinim, is used many times in the Torah, specifically in Sefer Vayikra of Parshas Tzav, where each carbon is summed up with a Zois Torahs. Zois Torahs is like a Loshen Kolelas. This is the sum total of all the halachas of this and this parasha. And over here, the Torah breaks up the parasha. There's a carbon aisha. Zois Torahs Hayaledes, imloisin tzayoda. It's a very strange way of writing. The Loshen of Zois Torahs is in the middle of the parasha, between the two dinim. And Ramey simply explains like this. There's a Gemara in the Darm Daf Lamed Hei Omid Beis that says we learn out Zois Torahs Hayaledes. The Gemara learns it out over there. It's not clear exactly what the drosh is. Zois Torahs Hayaledes, that even a Yoyledes, who's belidite, and normally a person can't bring a carbon, Shoyte can't bring a carbon. What happens to Rechman Flan if a woman was a Shoyte, she's married, the Kiddushin is not Poka, she became pregnant, she was Yoyledes, Lamaisa, she can't bring a carbon. The halacha is that the Baal brings a carbon for his wife, Af Beloy Daito. I, the Baal HaKarbon, the one who's Mechuyiv, the carbon Batsim, the one who's Tahara is totally in the carbon, is not around, can't bring a carbon, can't bring a Baal HaKarbon, can't be represented by anybody, but as Shlichus. No, there's a Chiddush of Zois Torahs Hayaledes, the Gemara learns out, says Ramei Simcha. So here we have a Chiddush. Why could a husband bring a carbon? Why is a husband mechuyiv to bring a carbon aisha for his wife if she has the status of an ani? The teretz is that if we see that he can bring a carbon for even bali daito, that means that it's his carbon. If it's his carbon, so then it's totally in his status. Now, when we open up the Mishnah in the Goyim that we quoted in the Goyim Perek Yudal, the Mishnah over there is not talking about yeledes. The Mishnah happens to be talking about a carbon of a mitzayra, a woman who's a mitzayra. Same is true, a woman who's a nozer. A woman has a personal condition where in order to be Baba Machna, to be Mentar herself, she has to be Karbonis, the husband brings Karbonis on her behalf. The din that we quoted, that if he's an Oisher, he brings a Karbon Oisher, despite the fact that she's an Oni, over there seems to be Tali, look at the Mishnah over there, in Mishnah Yud Beis, in the Goyim Perek Yudal, seems to be Tali Machlek Sub Yehud and the Tanakama. Points out the Meshech Chochma, and those that, it's not too clear in the Meshech Chochma, but it's pointed out, al derech the Meshech Chochma, that whole discussion, whether it's a din of him becoming the Kaveya for her carbon, is only true if we look at the carbon, that it's him bringing her carbon. But if we look at it as his carbon, he's Mechuyiv the carbon, so then certainly, there's no machloek stanoim. Everybody would agree that the financial status of the Baal HaKarbon is him. He's the Baal HaKarbon. So the din of Zois Torahs, that he can bring a carbon even though she can't be represented, means that it's his carbon. By Yeledes, everybody would hold. The Mishnah over there is talking about other carbonis, Mitzayra and so on. Mashenken, by Yeledes. By Yeledes, it's certainly his carbon. What's the Havona Shaboy? Explains the Meshech Chochma. Because by a carbon Yeledes, he's the goyrim. Hare, the pregnancy is doch theirs together b'shutvis. If the pregnancy is shaykh to him, it's not her carbon that he brings. It's the carbon that she brings on her personal state, but shaykh to both of them. If he's the goyrim of the mechayiv, so then the carbon is his carbon over there. Nobody would disagree that the financial status of the bala carbon on the Aisha is tall in his. It's his carbon. It's a gewaldige tosefes onto this hagdora of it being her carbon, of it being his carbon, not just him covering her carbon. Let's add another piece to this puzzle. Gevaldige Tosefos. There's a shir printed in Kuntres Shiurim, the Sefer of Yisrael Zev Gustman Zatzal, of Gustman, the Shiurim, Gevaldige Shiurim, and the Sefer was printed Lacha Moisoy on Lacha Ptirosoy, the Sefer Nedorim. In Simin Chov Dalid over there, Rav Gustman has a shir on, amongst other Yonim on this Inyan, and he points out as follows. He says, there's a stir in Gemaras. There's a Gemara knows in Chov Dalid that says that this, that a husband has to bring korbanos lagabe his wife, discussion over there lagabe another, like we said, is because of tnoi ksubo. A husband is mechuyev financially, he's mechuyev to bury, he's mechuyev to support her, he's mechuyev to take care of her. If she has medical expenses, a husband is mechuyev to his wife's financial needs. Amongst them, that's called tnoi ksubo. He has benefits also. He gets nichsim along, and so on and so forth. He's yerusher. But he's mechuyev to provide for her. Among the provisions he's mechuyev to make for her is to bring korbanos that she's mechuyev. Meidach, there's another Gemara, the Gemara that we just quoted in the Darm Daf Lamed Hey, and over there the Gemara says Zoyster Seyaledes, his exeris hakosuv, that he's mechuyev to bring her korbanos to the point where it's his korban, like we said. Even if she can't be represented, they're his korbanos, his chiyuv. Is it a chiv ksuba? Is it a financial responsibility? Or the pshat is the shame of the bala carbon? That's a he's mechuyev, like an orav pays a loan. I'm not a loiva. I took responsibility for your chayv. The husband is responsible for his wife's chayv carbon, or it's the husband's mechayev. What is it? Is it tnoi ksuba, or it's exeris hakosuv? Says of Gusman, the line of demarcation is clear. There are karbonos where we can look at it as his carbon. Like we just said, korban yeledes. It's his responsibility because the siva mechayeves is her pregnancy, which is his. By the way, this is not so clear cut, because what happens, let's say a woman got divorced, she was a muberes, and then she gave birth after having married a second husband, he'd be mechuyev to bring the korbanos. So that's, the gather is not 100%, but akoponim, in terms of the definition of the Torah, that yeledes is a joint product of a husband and wife, the korban yeledes is the husband's mechuyev. It's his imperative to bring that korban. There are korbanos where we would define the korban as totally her responsibility. Just he financially, he has the responsibility to provide for her needs, for her obligations. Points out to Rav Gusman that even in the idea that he's the responsible party for her korbanos, there's also two different ways of explaining. Lamaisa, he brings the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rash. The Rash is over there in the Goyim. The Rash, the Mefarish and Mishnayis. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shkogos, Perek Yud. And the Rash over there, the Mishnah in the Goyim is mechalik. When does a husband have responsibility for his wife's korbanos? Things that are chal on her, things that were she became a zova, a yeledes, are states that were chal on her. She's mechuyev to bring a korban. Korban chatos, that she didn't have very rachman son. She has to bring a korban chatos. That she caused that. That has nothing to do with him. She messed up. She didn't have very. She's mechuyev to bring a korban. The Rambam, in, like we said, Shkogos Perek Yud, disagrees. He holds that the husband is mechuyev to cover for his wife's korbanos. You look at the Rash over there explains the geder of, like we said, the Gemara in Nozich of Dalit, that a husband is mechuyev to his wife's korbanos. He says that that's like every other financial responsibility that a husband has for his wife. Seder, I understand financial responsibilities that are chalener. Who told her to do an avera? That certainly is not for one of the financial responsibilities that falls under his domain, falls under his obligation. Mashenkin, the Rambam, b'toich advarim, the Rambam says the reason why a husband is mechuyev to his wife's korban is because ishtek gufay. The mechayev is not that it's his korban, like we said by yeledes, there'd be a machloek stanoim, but the pshat is that when a woman has chiyuvim, a woman's chiyuvim obligate the husband also. Not like, but again, to point it out again, yeledes, the pshat is, the siba mechayevis is them, is the relationship between the two of them. He's mechuyev just as much as she is. By a mitzoyra, by a nozir, by any of the korbanos that she accepts by korban chatos, the pshat is, that's her obligation. But her welfare and her obligations are part of his life too. Ishtoi kegufoi. in which case he becomes mechuyev even on those karbonis. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashi. So we miss out the three types of karbonis. There's the type of karbon where he's responsible for her because it's really his karbon by definition. There's the type of karbon where he's responsible for her because the dinim that are chal on her obligate him to cover for her. And then there are dinim which she brought on herself. Well, that would only be according to the Rambam. The pshat is that he bears obligation for her chiyuv, for her personal state. That would be totally in the machlokes rishonim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.